Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Tommy Two-Tone bringing this back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, The Third Ingredient. Doug Tatum is here, professor of entrepreneurship at Florida State University, but he didn't start out as an egghead professor. He started out in the marketplace like you and me, and now he's trying to bring some reason and sanity to higher education. Doug, thanks again for being here. He's also the author of No Man's Land. Folks, if you are a growing business, you need to read No Man's Land. Buy two. When you do, you're going to want to give one away wherever books are sold. Doug, you want to give us a website, please?
You could go to Newport, www.newportllc.com and get any information you want from.
Another one of his important organizations. He's the chairman of the board there. Hey, Doug, we were talking about the future of entrepreneurship, and I want to touch on the policies just a minute or so. Then I want to get to some of the things you're seeing in the school there. Back to the tax issue, the thing that got me, and I wrote a piece about this a couple of months ago, to trying to expose what was wrong and got right to the point of what you said about pass-throughs. In the same sentence, in the same fairly short sentence, Joe Biden used the term very wealthy and $400,000 income in the same sentence.
Well, that's
use that term.
Yeah, that's why I use that number by saying that you have let's say you have a $3 or $4 million business or a $5 million business that makes $400,000 or $500,000. That under a pass through entity is attributed, as you well know, to the owner of the business. So the owner, quote unquote, makes $400,000 or $500,000. But all of that working capital that's required in that business is tied up. So you could literally have an owner that makes $400,000 to $500,000 in the business and has hardly any cash in the business because they're growing very rapidly. It's one of the things I testified
and the tax bill and the result of that bottom line is phantom income. Phantom income, folks, is when you have a tax bill and no cash to pay it. The money, the income, that profit is tied up in inventory and receivables and equipment.
Correct. So there's just a complete, utter lack of understanding of basic financials. And in just about every politician up there, it's shocking, quite frankly, because we have so many lawyers and so few business people in Congress. So that's an issue. But the regulatory issues do create barriers to entry. I do think that you and I know every business out there starts off hiring subcontractors and then eventually hires them full time after they start out.
Hey, Doug, they start out as a contractor.
Exactly.
Before they hire contractors, they're a contractor.
Yeah, they're not even on payroll. A lot of them work for, as I've pointed out in the book, you start off working for your own company for less money, you could work for somebody else. It's called, and you end up with a profit, and it's because you're cheap labor. So
that's right.
Yeah, but I agree.
Right. So, folks, we got to make sure that everybody understands that there's real marketplace existential issues here with the policies that are being proposed in Washington right now. Doug, I want to move on because I got to get your view of what you're seeing. It's always been great to get your report on the young entrepreneurs coming in to school, the ones who have the starry-eyed entrepreneurship freshmen that are coming into school wanting to, make their way in the marketplace. What are you seeing these days? Is it any different than the last 10 years?
I think, let me parse that into two areas, the students themselves and then the educational process. Let me start with the educational process. I think the educational process is completely, utterly broken.
Yeah.
The notion that we need to have these kind of traditional ways of educating students, I think, is really, really broken. And you and I will might live long enough to see a complete blow up of that. Mm-hmm. You're going to find that certain students work really good in a kind of conformed, structured environment. To me, more and more of them and less of them are. This is a generation, and I'm not just talking about our students, but mm-hmm. our young employees and folks that are younger than we are. I mean, this is a YouTube generation.
Call
it an ADD generation.
Right.
You know, and so I
are you
think
saying
I
we need to get them to conform to us, or we have to conform to them?
We've got to conform to, you're going to have to conform to the way they learn.
Yeah.
Because the technology has changed. I mean, I asked a colleague of mine as I was doing my lectures for online, I'm used to customers. So how long will the customer listen to me, right? How long will a student listen to me? And I'm pretty good. I get paid pretty good sized fees to do speeches, right? So how long will they listen? They go 15 minutes. 10 minutes is really better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can you imagine a professor recording a 45-minute or 1-hour-long lecture of popping up slides?
Right.
That dog ain't going to hunt
if you
stay down south.
You're right about that.
So I think that, so the first thing is that, and there's a lot of, I'm sure there's some parents out there, and particularly to have young little boys and I'm sure some little girls that just don't fit into the school.
That's a good watchword for everybody. Especially the parents. Hey, Doug, good job today. Thank you very much for being here. Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, No Man's Land. Don't forget to check out his book. I got to go for just a minute. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.